Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Here's a quote from you, George, when you were counseling John and Amy, when you asked them three questions. We'll get to those in just a sec, but you said, on the authority of God's holy word, the Bible, and the power of his promises, I will absolutely guarantee that this marriage will come back together. Yep. Wow. I love that.
Well, I've gotten pushback. It is usually theologians that push back and say, you know, how can you say that? It's like, well, I think Bible tells me God hates divorce.
Yep.
I think Jesus says what God has put together, let no one put asunder. I think the Bible tells me that if I pray in faith, believing, you know, God is going to help me. And this is something that he wants. So what scripture am I not understanding?
So good. And as you said, if Jesus can raise his good friend Lazarus from the dead, he can raise a marriage from the dead. And so let's talk about these three questions. I'd love for both of you to chime in. Your three questions you ask, one is, do you believe that there's a God? So people coming in, Christians who are ready to give up, and maybe not Christians as well, but you ask, do you believe there's a God? I mean, that must just jolt them when they're ready to talk about issues. But you say, no, let's talk about God.
Exactly. Well, and part of it is, if you can say, people want to know what is our secret weapon. We've had a 90%+ success rate in saving even the most difficult of marriages. What's our success rate? What's our best tool? Here it is. Our best tool is, if you are stuck, God is never stuck. He's the God of creation. He created the universe. He can create something for you today. So what I want you to do, and I'll tell people, I don't know what to do. I want you to go home and you pray that God will help you find a way out of this, that he will get you unstuck through some kind of creative solution. And I will then just pray and wait. And then we hear amazing stories from folks of what God showed them to do to get them unstuck.
Is the truth that they probably have stopped praying up to this point where maybe they're in survival crisis management mode? And so that question, that's why it's so jarring to them?
Or they don't want him to answer yes.
Yeah.
Because
they made their mind up.
Yeah.
Wow. Second question, are you willing to apply the principles found in the Bible to your marriage? That's probably a scary proposition, but because, as she said, they have their mind made up.
Well, some of them do. Some of them, as I said, I had this one couple, you know, John and Amy, that came for absolution. They didn't come for marriage counseling. And I've had that happen often when people are not coming because they want me to help them. They just want to, you know, Pastor, we're getting a divorce and just thought you should know. I do see that a lot. But, you know, most of the folks that we see too, since, you know, we do faith-based counseling, they would, in my opinion, delude themselves into thinking, I love God and I love the Bible. I'm going to do what it says. In fact, I've done everything that it says. And then you can say, really? Really? Have you done everything? And they'll probably try to say, yeah, I've done everything. It's my spouse. They're the ones that are the problem. They're the ones that are being disobedient. And that's why I've got to file for divorce.
And what do you say in that case?
Well, what I say in that case is that the only person you can work on is you. And then we have lots of power stories. We have people we call ambassadors of hope. That will share their story with anybody about how God saved their marriage.
Wow.
And then we just have them talk to one of those folks, and there are a bunch of them who are the presumed believer, married to somebody who wasn't a believer, and still saw God intervene and do something. So we say, you can only worry about you, but I got some folks you can talk to who can encourage you as to what can happen as you just do your part and let God do his.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.